Hello, my name is Pianolo. Welcome to the eBiomedicine podcast. The cover of our May issue is a beautiful rendering of the brain vasculature of a mouse obtained in vivo using transcranial 3D ultrasound localization microscopy. I'm joined today by Mathieu Pernaud and Clément Papadacci, two of the authors of this article, and Alexandre Dizeux, the artist behind the cover, to discuss the study and the importance of scientific communication. We are from the Institutes of Physics for Medicine, Paris. Hi, Mathieu, Clément, and Alex. Thank you so much for joining our podcast today. To start off, Mathieu, as you were the PI of this study, could you explain what is the ultrasound localization microscopy technique you used in this paper?
Yes, hello, Pierre. Hello, everyone. So thank you for inviting us to present our study. So ultrasound localization microscopy is a recently developed technique to image vascular blood flows at the microscopic scale and at the level of the entire organ. In conventional ultrasound imaging, the spatial resolution is limited by the ultrasound wavelength, which is about 0.2 millimeter. In contrast, ultrasound localization microscopy that can beat the conventional resolution by approximately 50 times and reach a spatial resolution of a few micrometers. It is actually inspired by a previous development in the field of ultrasound. In super-resolution optical imaging, the principle is to get rid of the diffraction-limited resolution by photoactivating a few molecules at a time. And Eric Bettig, Stefan Hell, and William Marner received the Nobel Prize in 2014 for this work. But in the world of ultrasound imaging, we don't have access to such a molecule that can be activated by ultrasound. And instead, we used gas microbubbles. These small microbubbles are a few micrometers inside and are very echogenic. And they are also used every day for diagnostic purpose on human patients. But the microbubbles flow very rapidly in the vessel, so it's very difficult to track with conventional ultrasound imaging. So the trick that we use in the study is to use a special ultrasound system called ultrafast imaging. And such a system can image at very high frame rate, up to 10,000 images per second, a technology that was introduced by our team more than 20 years ago. And with the same approach, we recently developed a 3D ultrafast imaging at 5,000 volume per second by using matrix transducers composed of thousands of small ultrasound elements. So to summarize, in this study, we developed a new 3D ultrasound localization microscopy technique, and we applied it to the whole brain vasculature imaging in mice.
Clément, maybe you can tell us some of the major steps that were blocking the path to clinical application of this technique that you managed to solve in your study.
So thank you for the invitation. Researchers from Physics for Medicine Lab can bring fundamental research to the clinic. Ultrasound localization microscopy was originally developed on the corner of a table by our team in 2014. And the first proof of concept on human patients was demonstrated last year in collaboration with a team from Switzerland to diagnose and monitor vascular diseases in the brain. Major developments will be necessary to bring 3D ULM to the patient bedside. Innovative developments are already supported by European funding through ERC, EIC calls, and industrial partners as well. We strongly believe in our team that a mixture of governmental and industrial partners is necessary to accelerate dissemination of fundamental research.
And Mathieu, what type of pathologies do you think that this tool can help diagnose?
Yeah, actually, we expect that our approach can become a major tool for the diagnostic of many pathologies. First of all, of course, there is the diagnostic of vascular disease in small vessels, which remains an important challenge today. For example, small intracranial aneurysm, stenosis, arteriovenous malformations,
which sometimes are difficult to diagnostic because of the limited resolution of MRI and CT.
A stroke is also another important application, which is also a major public health issue. But beyond purely vascular disease, we also know that today neurological pathologies such as Alzheimer or other degenerative disease are strongly associated to microvascular alteration. And in fact, you can see the vessels in organs organized as a vascular tree. And the tree is composed of a large branch that gets divided in smaller branches. And at the end, you end up with the leaves. And in fact, often you see that the tree is sick by looking at the leaves, but not necessarily by signs on the large part, on the large branch. So it is the same with the vascular tree. And there are more and more evidence that microvascular alteration are a very early sign of disease. So we expect that our technology provide an early and non-invasive diagnostic tool in the brain, but also in other organs. For example, we recently published an application of this technique in cardiac imaging of coronary arteries. We know that coronary microvascular disease remains also a major issue and is not well diagnosed with current tools.
So from the results of this study, Alex, you created a striking image for our cover and a beautiful video to depict the key skills of the technique. Can I ask you both, Alex and Clément, to explain why you think it's important to have such visual support for your study?
So I would say I think it helps a lot, figures and video, to give more visibility to the scientific work on other media than just scientific journal. And the use of video on social media to show and explain that the science can help to reach more people that are not necessarily in the field of science. Just for example, 1 year ago, we've published a video on Twitter about ultrasound localization macroscopy technique in human that was played almost 30,000 times. So yes, it can have impact and bring other people from other field.
I have a first part of the answer that's very similar to Alex. Communication is essential to improve our scientific impact. When you do beautiful research, you want people to see it and to understand it. Reading an article in a scientific journal is mainly reserved to the community that already understand your work. With beautiful videos and images, we aim at extending the reach of our research to show people how important it is. So the second part of the answer is that it helps visualizing the brain and the vessels. And we better understand the structure because of the huge amount of data that we generate with this kind of research. We are talking about trillions octets of data. It's really huge. You need to find a way to visualize. Here we have 3D volumes that are moving in time. It's a super resolved, so the size of the grid is huge. And we are performing ultra fast imaging, so we have a lot of images. So to get an all understanding of the data that we are generating, a new way of visualizing is very important. And to complete this idea, Alex is currently working on other ways of visualizing using virtual reality, because we think that going inside the data can also help to better understand them and to know where we are going and how we can improve our technique.
Thank you. That leads us to the next question. Alex, could you explain the process to go from the scientific data generated by the authors to this beautiful video?
So first, I need to reformat the data in MATLAB, which is a signal processing software. And then I load this data into my 3D software, Houdini. This is a software of visual effect used in cinema and video game industry. So once the data are loaded, I can do everything I want. In that case, the data were the microbubble density and velocity measured inside the brain microvessel. So by using the tools inside the 3D software, I've sent particles along the velocity vector field to illustrate how the brain microvasculature is reconstructed along time and how it can be quantified to assess its functionality. And finally, when the animation is done, I add some lights in the 3D scene. I applied some materials to the different objects, and I use static and animated cameras to render the final image sequences. And voilà.
That sounds easy. And would you have any tip regarding where to start for our authors who would like to prepare such material for their own studies?
I would recommend contacting people specialized in science communication. And a good place to start is a list of alumni of the Master of Science in Biomedical Communications of Toronto University, or the one, another list of alumni, but this one of the Master of Art in Medical and Biological Illustration of the John Hopkins School of Medicine. And you can have, a lot of talented students that are not students anymore, but good people that can make a beautiful cover or even a 3D animation on your topic.
So to conclude, let's go back to the scientific side of the discussion. Mathieu and Clément, can you tell us what are the next steps for this project?
Yes, of course. So in the short term, we would like to bring this technology rapidly to other researchers, so that neuroscientists and other researchers can use it daily. So we are already working with a spin-off company of the lab. The name is Iconeus. So Iconeus has the license of the technology, and we are designing with Iconeus a system that could be easily used by researchers on their own. We expect that the 3D version of the localization ultrasound microscopy can be become rapidly available in the next years. And in the longer term, we are actively working on the translation to the clinics. The path to the clinical application will be longer, as there is a lot of challenge to solve. For example, the thickness of the human skull, which attenuates strongly the ultrasound wave, is a very important challenge. And it also induced a large aberration that needs to be corrected. And also, imaging the entire brain of a human patient is really a big challenge. So we need to find new approach to cover the entire volume of the brain. So I think it will require several years of research before it can be translated to a clinical application. But we are working on very actively.
I'm going to add the very general stuff. We are very lucky that we are in the middle of a golden age of ultrasound at the moment. We can see with ULM and 3D ULM that the impact is going to be major, and we won't stop in the application for the brain, but we are currently working on the heart with Mathieu and our team. With the same objectives, making available in the clinic a clinical tool that can visualize this time not the arteries in the brain, but the arteries in the heart, the coronaries. So as you can see, we have a long way in front of us, and we have a lot of things to do, and we're going to be busy for the next years for sure.
That was Alexandre Dizeux, Clément Papadacci and Mathieu Pernot from Institute of Physics from Medicine, Paris from France. You can download and read their paper for free from our journal's website. Thanks for listening.